Hi, my name is Dr. Wyckoff. I am a board-certified psychiatrist and was also previously board-certified as a pediatrician. I currently work in Ohio as an adult and child psychiatrist. My son and I were talking about creating a podcast, and he had this amazing idea of wanting to create a podcast for sleep stories for kids. As a health professional, it's quite alarming to see the rise in insomnia that's affecting both kids and adults. My goal with this podcast is to help your kids discover ways to relax and make bedtime cozy and calming. The plan is to share short sleep story starters to capture kids' imagination, steering their thoughts away from any worries of the day and onto the adventure in the story. These prompts are just the beginning, and your kids can imagine their own ending. Towards the story's close, I'll offer tips on how kids can unwind and get their bodies ready for sleep. Helping kids fall asleep can sometimes require a mix of patience, routine, and a few strategic practices. Here are several strategies tailored specifically for children to help them transition more easily to sleep. The first and probably the most important rule is to establish a consistent bedtime routine. Keep bedtimes consistent, even on the weekends. A regular sleep schedule helps regulate the body's internal clock and can make it easier for kids to fall asleep and wake up naturally. Creating a calming routine before bedtime to signal to your child that it's time to wind down is really important. This, you know, could include taking a bath, reading a story together, or even some gentle stretching. It's also important to ensure that the child's bedroom is conducive to sleep. You want to make sure it's cool and quiet and dark. Now, some kids do find it easier to fall asleep with the sound of white noise or gentle music. And, you know, that's not a bad idea because it can help drown out other noises and soothe them to sleep. Remember to encourage your child to get plenty of physical activity during the day. Active play and exercise can help them feel more naturally tired by bedtime. We are going to try to teach your child simple relaxation techniques during our podcast. Now, it's not always easy to learn these types of techniques, and even for me as an adult, I sometimes struggle with trying to stay focused in on deep breathing or visualization. But what I believe is if we practice it more together, that we can help calm our minds and prepare our body for sleep. So let's give it a try. The one last thing I wanted to bring up in terms of what could be helpful for your kids to calm them for sleep is lots of kids and adults reflect on their day right before bed. That's when a lot of the worries and doubts and struggles kind of come up through the day. They start to think about, and it's really important if your child does share that they're anxious about something, that you really are listening to them. You want to be an active listener and really try to mirror what they say so they feel like they're being heard. And then you want to provide just some simple reassurance. Remember, you don't want to react too much to what they're saying. You don't want to spend a lot of time with complex problem solving. You just want to provide a little bit of reassurance so that they can feel that they are being heard and that they will be okay. So if you try some of these strategies and your child is really struggling to fall or stay asleep, I do want to add that it is important to talk to your pediatrician about this. there are some underlying sleep disorders or other health issues that sometimes can play a role in why your child is not sleeping. And so with that, let's get started. Now, I'm excited to have my son Sohin here to tell us a little bit about himself. All right, Sohin, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you like to do?
So my favorite sport is soccer and tennis. Also, a fun fact about me, I've been to over 20 states. That's a lot of traveling.
That's right. Well, are you ready to start this story that you've created?
Let's go. The name of the story is called Candyland. It was a quiet evening in a peaceful town called Candyland. The sun was going down, and all the kids in Candyland and their parents were headed off to sleep. While all was still at night, there was a wicked man named Bitter Sour who was creating a plan to destroy Candyland. He hated candy. He never shared kindness with anyone. Anyone who met him would be trapped in a gloomy, uninteresting room. People in Candyland knew that Bitter Sour was not a kind person and would try to destroy all the yummy, sweet, juicy candy that was all around Candyland. The town mayor, called Gumdrop, decided that he needed to have guards to make sure no one let in Bitter Sour. On this day, by a stroke of luck, the guards were happily snoozing off in the guard towers and forgot to lock the door to Candyland.
Tonight, we're going on a magical journey through Candyland, and we are going to meet a sleepy cloud named Fluffy. Fluffy loves to help children drift off into dreamland. But do you know what Fluffy's secret is? Deep breathing. Yes, and Fluffy is going to teach us how to breathe deeply, so we can feel calm and sleepy, just like Fluffy does. Are you ready to learn with Fluffy? Let's begin. First, let's get comfortable, just like Fluffy does. Lie down on your back and make sure you're cozy. Place your favorite blanket over you. Fluffy likes to float in the sky, feeling light and at ease. Imagine you're a cloud, just like Fluffy, floating gently in the sky and looking down at Candyland. Now, place one hand on your belly. Fluffy will rest there too. And when you breathe in, feel your belly rise up. And when you breathe out, feel it go down. That is how Fluffy gets bigger and smaller in the sky. Ready? Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Count to four in your head. One, two, three, four. Feel your belly and Fluffy rise up high in the sky. That is how Fluffy soaks up the calm night air. Try to hold your breath for a moment. Count to four again. One, two, three, four. Fluffy loves this part because it's when the stars twinkle just for us. Now, breathe out slowly through your mouth, counting to four. One,
2, 3, 4. Feel your belly and Fluffy go down. That is how Fluffy sprinkles sleepy dust over the world, helping everyone drift off to sleep. Let's pause for a moment before our next breath. Feel how relaxed and heavy your body is becoming, just like a fluffy cloud resting in the night sky. Now let's breathe in again, slowly, and repeat our journey with Fluffy until your eyelids feel heavy and you drift off into dreamland. As you continue to breathe with Fluffy, your journey to dreamland gets closer with each breath. Fluffy is very happy because you've learned the secret of a peaceful sleep. Remember, anytime you find it hard to sleep, Fluffy the sleepy cloud is always there floating in the sky waiting to breathe with you. So now, I want you to keep practice your breathing. I hope you have a fun time in dreamland, and when you wake up from your dream adventures, you'll feel super happy and ready for a fun day ahead.